For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
According to a survey performed by New York's Beth Israel Medical Center and the North American Syringe Exchange Network, and published by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, the total number of syringe exchange programs in the U.S. declined from 154 in 2000 to 148 in 2002. The number of states and territories with needle exchange programs also declined from 35 to 32. Yet even with fewer programs, the total number of syringes exchanged actually increased by some 10%, from 22.5 million in 2000 to nearly 25 million in 2002. These programs also provide health care information, HIV testing, condoms, and other essential services to some of the hardest to reach yet most in need segments of the population. Public funding of needle exchange programs dropped by nearly one-fifth in 2002 compared with 2000. Private funding helped make up the shortfall somewhat. The total spent on syringe exchange programs rose slightly to $13 million overall in 2002. That's $13 million with an M, which means they operate at an average cost of 50 cents per syringe. The lifetime cost of caring for an HIV-positive person is estimated to be about $200,000. Yet it can be prevented with a 50-cent syringe. A better bargain would be hard to find. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
This week in Drug War History, July 23, 1985, Tulio Gil, judge of the Superior Court of Bogota, Colombia, is assassinated as he climbs into a taxi following his indictment of Pablo Escobar for the murder of Laura Bonilla. July 24, 1967, the Beatles pay for a full-page advertisement in the newspaper reading, "The law against marijuana is immoral in principle and unworkable in practice. The ad calls for the legalization of marijuana possession, release of all prisoners on marijuana possession charges, and government research into medical uses." July 26, 2001. The British newspaper The Economist devotes an entire issue to drug policy, endorsing decriminalization and harm reduction. July 28, 2003. James Geddes, originally sentenced to 150 years for possession of a small amount of marijuana and paraphernalia and for growing 5 marijuana plants, is released. This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
It's time to play Name That Drug by Its Side Effects. Euphoria thwarts prostate cancer, stops hardening of the arteries, prevents heart disease, provides relief to AIDS patients, revitalizes anorexics, provides mobility and ends spasticity for MS sufferers, and prevents brain swelling following a stroke. Time's up. The answer, an herb of the field. See Genesis chapter 1. Marijuana, cannabis, cannablossom. Not approved by the FDA.
In fact, drug user lives are condemned. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.